Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 27th of June 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 14.130 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters of VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Contest News, 2021 WIA Winter VHF and Above Winter Field Day. This weekend is Winter VHF UHF Field Day. We hope you have been making lots of contacts with VHF and above stations. If you are listening to this broadcast on Sunday morning, there is still some time to make contacts up until 0100 UTC or 1100 local. Field days aimed at VHF and up to be the best places to listen for activity would be 52.525, 146.500 and 439.0 and 1296.150 on FM. And of course the usual SSB frequencies of 50.150, 144.150 and 432.150 are always worth a listen or a call. Know your current grid square is a requirement for logging, so perhaps do some Google earthing or use one of the many apps that will let you know your six-digit grid square. Please remember to put your logs in before midnight on Monday the 12th of July 2021. And that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And now over to QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cars held as of the 25th of June 2021 is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cars, then please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reese members can collect their cars direct from the Domain clubrooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in touch. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And over to news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Radio and TV Group. Major club changes. The NWTR and TVG wish to advise the change of the club's name and its incorporation has been finalised by the Assistant Commissioner for Consumer Affairs. From the 30th of June 2021, the club name will change to Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. The club's public officer will be Dave, VK7DC. The club members would like to thank Dave, VK7DC, Roger, VK7ARN, and Ivan, VK7FICR, and other members who modified the government for modifying the government's model rules to suit the club and applying for incorporation. We see this as moving club forward, and as well as a significant upgrade of club rules and updating them for our modern world. It also provides protection from our executive and members, as well as good governance and stewardship. With our membership increasing, we look forward to encouraging and assisting and educating persons interested in amateur radio, as well as foreseeing a community appreciation for amateur radio and assisting organisations like Scouts to encourage young people to obtain their amateur licence. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer. Chat and Show Group. The group will be meeting on the 3rd of July at 2 p.m. at the Iverson Sports Complex in Flora Street, West Iverson. Come to the door, mark Show Society office and ring the phone number listed to cooperate with the new regulations of the premises. Tea and coffee will be available all afternoon and a small snack to put on the table is appreciated. Would you please use commercially produced items for afternoon tea and work within COVID issues? And make it a small package to take home for your leftovers. I'm sure you know by now all that there is to be considered. Sanitizer will be available and the attendance page is to be filled in as well. Bring along new and old toys to show, discuss or talk to us about, and projects are underway as well. Anybody visiting in the area at this time is welcome to drop in for a radio rag chew and a drink. Hope some have the time to join us, and that's 73 some Shaw, VK7HSC. Now moving to news from the north. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And now over to the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. It has again been a very quiet week on the news front. In actual fact, we have no news. Since there was no Tech Night held this week, we can move straight into upcoming and future events. Upcoming events. Tech Night, Wednesday the 30th of June at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although again, a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. Slow Morse Course. Wednesday the 30th of June. Your host and teacher is Nick of VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Frequencies and times are the same as were used by Nick for the previous Testnet and Technet. And if you've forgotten what they are, here's a reminder. 1900 to 1930 hours on 3.580 MHz, and then 1930 hours through to about 2030 hours on 3.567 MHz. So why not tune in and give it a try? By the end of the week, between Morse code sessions, participants may have learned 12 characters. Then it's time to practice them on ear. Nick will be explaining how to have a contact and the procedures and protocols. For those who may want some extra help, the website and email edition is reported as being very good. Future events. Saturday the 28th of August, Equine Endurance Ride, Santorina Park, Scottsdale. Plenty of warning to help out on this ride. Further information as it comes to hand. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have normally been a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation for all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions. Enjoying the company, coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of a minuscule amount. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any news items you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following addresses, which is ntarc.emails@gmail.com. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning, and that's 73 some Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And now news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Tasmanian Maritime Radio. Our July presentation night will be on the second Wednesday night, the 14th of July from 7:30 p.m. Barry McCann, OAM, will be doing the presentation on the Tasmanian Maritime Radio Network that now covers all of Tasmania. Barry will then do a tour of the operations room and the museum which is in the building next to our club rooms. This will be a fascinating presentation and the tour and demystify our close neighbours and show the vast radio network that Tasmaritime is responsible for monitoring. And that 73 is from the Reach Committee. August presentation night, contesting on HF, VHF and above. Reece's August presentation night is about contesting on HF and VHF and above. With the Remembrance Day contest just around the corner, which is the 14th and 15th of August 2021 this year, we want to equip everyone contesting skills to ensure they get the most out of their RD contest experience. Martin, VK7GN, will be giving us a high-frequency contesting lowdown, and Richard, VK7ZBX, will be covering contesting on VHF and above frequencies. A huge thank you to Martin and Richard. So see you there, and that's 73s again from the Reese Committee. Training and assessments. Reece Next Foundation Licence Course and All Licence Assessment Day is on Saturday the 31st July 2021 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK Reece Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you'll be coming along by phoning him on 0417 391 607 or via email, which is assessor at reece.asn.au. Check out the Reece Foundation licence training videos that can be found on the Reece YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check out the Reece Facebook page events for further details. And 73 is from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the DATV night with something a little different. Steve, VK7OO, started with a tribute to his mum, Pat, VK2JPA. Pat was very well known in New South Wales and recently became Silent Key at the age of 91. Pat brought up 5 kids and was very interested in what her boys did and ended up very involved in many aspects of amateur radio in New South Wales, which are attested by many certificates and memberships of AR New South Wales and WISEN, Gladsfield Amateur TV, ALARA and many other groups. Thanks, Steve. Steve then went on to give viewers a view of the New Zealand-made in-road sensors that are used by the Hobart City Council. This was a view inside these parking sensors, 2 lithium batteries, infrared sensors, PIC controller, magnetic sensor, LIPD 433 MHz transceiver and PCB antenna. The unit draws 2 microamps when asleep and lasts more than 12 months. We then showed the latest SSTV images from the ISS received by Justin VK7TW, and Steve described his simplified SDR arrangement with SSTV that he has been using to receive images from the ISS for his 20 meter SSTV cam. We thank Trent VK7HRS who sent through a reference to the in-development Calibrius SDR hat for a Raspberry Pi. Calibri Lite gives 2 TX-RX SDR channels, 130 to 6000 MHz and 2 sub 1 GHz. On the software side, Raspberry Pi's high-level APIs like SOAPI and GNU Radio etc. are fully supported, through which the hat's complete feature set can be assessed. Justin then went into the latest dumpster dive and we presented a segment on recover, recycle, reuse session, and there were many ditched hospital drip pumps, and Justin showed the complete unit and then recovered useful items from them. This included an IEC mains cable, stepper motor, battery pack, SD card, springs, tooth belts, optical encoders, and a large LCD matrix screen, etc. Peter, VK7PD, down in Hobart from the north, and James came along with the night, and Peter showed his 23, 13, 9 and 3 centimetre transverters, IF rig, which was the FT817, Kuhn and SG Labs transverters, power amplifiers arrangement that he would be using with VK7DW and VK7JAM on the field day next weekend. Thanks, Peter and James. We finished up by reminding people of the VHF and above field day and future presentation nights and finished with an outline of the videos for our RF viewers. The video is available on the Reece YouTube channel. This week we'll have some interesting electronics which assist beekeeping, many different forms of RFID tags, some with more dumpster diving, with some very interesting linear actuators, magazine reviews, and some more experiments with GNU Radio Companion. See you then when we get underway at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Main Club Rooms. Keep an eye out on the Reece Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to Queen's Main COVID Safe Club Rooms and see what we get up to. And remember that we go out on RF 445.5 MHz, DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So, if you have a TV or a set-top box or a USB dongle that you can tune and scan at 445.5 MHz, and you can see the Queen's domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reece YouTube channel. And that's 73 from Justin of VK7 Tangled Whiskers. And now DATV news. Save the date, DATV QSO Party 2021. Planning is underway for the annual DATV QSO party, and again it will be a global event. Peter of VK3BFG lets us know that planning is underway for the annual DATV QSO party that will be held on Friday the 27th of August and Saturday the 28th of August Eastern Australian time. Friday night will again be a VK occasion, with stations working through their local repeaters as a priority to maximise the use of amateur radio. Saturday here at VK will be Friday evening in the US, and as usual we'll start with stations more to the east and work our way over to the west coast. Saturday evening here is possible to work into UK if Peter can find any stations who may be interested. There will be anchors who will be coordinating the various areas around VK, the US and the UK. Zoom will be used as the internet backbone between countries and then put out on the various ATV networks around the world. And that's 73 St Peter, VK3BFG. And now we take a step back in time to 1947, crossing to our correspondent in the US, Walter I. No More.
Newsflash, a new electronic device developed by Bell Laboratories is set to revolutionise the electronics industry, the transistor. The team at Bell Laboratories in New Jersey, led by three brilliant physicists, John Barton, Walter Brattain and William Shockley, have been working on a new electronic device which will revolutionise the electronics world. The team, led by Shockley, has developed a new kind of amplifier for the US telephone system known as the transistor, but what they have invented will more likely have more widespread applications. Barton and Brattain have made the first practical transistor on Tuesday, December 16, 1947. Shockley has played a large part in the project. He was furious and agitated in being left out of the press release. Shortly afterwards, and during his stay in a hotel at a physics conference, he single-handedly figured out the theory of the junction transistor, a much better device than the point-of-contact transistor. It's reported that Barton has quit Bell Laboratories to become an academic, while Brattain has stayed on. Shockley has set up his own transistor-making company, as believed is calling the area of the Silicon Valley. For further updates on this breaking item, stay tuned to VK7WI.
And now for some weak signal news. New Whisper beacon rowing the Atlantic Ocean. New start for Guy Reck, I apologise if I've got that wrong, after he rowed from the Canary Islands to the Caribbean, St Barth, in a rowing boat. The second leg is from the US to France and back home to Brittany. Guy Reck said, "I am so happy to begin my mythical adventure. I admit having shouted with joy as I rowed away in the fog. The results of an exhilarating feeling of being where I should be, even if I know it's going to be hard, I'm ready." So here we are, friends. We have a Swallows Miles at arm's length before seeing the familiar coast of my adored Brittany take shape. On board the rowboat is a small experimental beacon, Whisper 1 watt on 10 megahertz. Call sign is F4GOH, made by Anthony F4GOH and Morris F6CIU from Radio Amateurs Den Pen Arbed Radio Club Association. Take a look at the blog site to see the amazing amount of work that went into this expedition and specifically kitted out boat that have been built to withstand this journey. And that was sourced from the Southgate AR News. Now for some space news. Mir Sat 1 deployed from the ISS. Jean-Marc Mopley, 3B8DU, reports it's official that Mir Sat 1, the first Mauritius amateur radio 3B8 satellite, was deployed from the ISS on June 22, 2021. The deployment was made using a robotic arm on the Japanese experiment module nicknamed Kaibo. MIRSAT-1 is a 1U CubeSat mission with following objectives. 1. Verify the performance of onboard subsystems by receiving telemetry from the satellite and establish communications to and from satellite command and control. 2. Collect images of Mauritius and the Mauritian WZ for capacity, building experiment and research. 3. Experimental communication with other islands via the satellite for scientific and emergency purposes through a radio amateur digipeater payload. 4. VU 9600 BPS GMSK digipeater may be open for radio amateur communication worldwide when the satellite not used for all of the above. Further details can be found on the website to the link in the email edition of this broadcast. There's also details on experimental decoders that are available. And that was sourced from the AMSAT News Services. And now over to VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA, a worldwide flora and fauna group. Meetings Monday and Friday, 10:30 to 12 midday in the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee sessions, Rochelle Clubrooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC, Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 30th of June, Rochelle Clubrooms in Launceston. NTARC Slow Morse Training, Wednesday the 30th of June, on TechNet Frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 10:30 UTC or 20:30 local. Northwest Tassie 2-minute DX Net, which is on 144.190 MHz USB. Reist Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meets in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 PM live in the clubrooms, also on DVB, RF and YouTube streaming. And Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz and that commences at 5 PM. And events, WIA, 26th to the 27th of June, WIA, VHF and above field day from 0100 to 0059 UTC. Northwest VK7, 3rd of July, Chat and Show gathering from 2 PM in Olston Sports Complex in Flora Street, Olston. Reist, 14th of July, TAS Maritime Radio presentation and tour of the facilities with Barry McCann from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubroom. Reist, 4th of August, contesting HF and VHF with Nick, VK7GN and VK7ZBX, Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 7:30 PM. And now a reminder for those people who are rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader will be VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Repeaters is Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTR and TVG, West Coast Radio Group, Crater Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres will be VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflectors 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters of VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and RTC in Southern VK7. Huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA National News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken to the frequency at which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 from Rick, VK7RI.